Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM. With number 7, Future in You. Don't regret, just reverse. Available in selected stores and online at boots.ie. 98FM.
We're just so obsessed with celebrities. We're so obsessed with showbiz. And that is why Entertainment Emer comes here and she tells us everything that we need to know and that is happening in the world of entertainment this morning. How are you?
Good, but hold your horses.
Oh?
Ed Sheeran is going on tour.
I've just seen this. This is like breaking news this morning.
I know. And only yesterday I saw that he was having listener parties around everywhere. He could, I think he was doing one in Tower Records. He had to apply to do it. The link wasn't in the bio. I couldn't find anything anywhere. But guys, if you know, you know.
Do you know what? It's really interesting when like a big pop star all of a sudden announces like a tour. And then you go and you look at what they've been doing as of recent. The likes of listening parties or they're more active on social media. And you're like, oh, we should have known this
should've
was coming.
Should have seen it coming.
Yeah.
Well, I have all the details of how you can get your hands on those tickets. If you fancy getting a pre-sale code, all you have to do is pre-order his album. Bit cheeky.
They all do this.
Little bit cheeky.
I get it though. Yeah. If I was an artist, I'd do the same.
You have to do it before September 8th though, because tickets are going on sale on September 11th at 10 a.m.
September 11th is
next week.
It is next Thursday.
Yes.
Okay. And Ticketmaster obviously for that as well.
And he'll be playing Dublin Street Arena on December 9th this year.
That's really soon. That's like 4 months time.
Everything's so hush hush. He had this booked in ages.
Oh, of course he did. Before 4 months then to go. I kind of love the fact that we don't have a long period to actually wait for the concert. I hate that.
But also he said that it was going to be like an intimate tour with intimate venues.
3 arenas, definitely not that.
Yeah, it's a bit less than Last Crow Park. But
listen,
anyway.
We love it, Ed. We cannot wait for that. Miley Cyrus has gotten some interesting dating advice from
her mom.
Her mom, yeah.
Yeah, who was with her dad for 3 decades, but then broke up with him and then got with Noah, her sister's presumed dating partner. They're together now. The actor from Prison Break, Dominic Purcell.
Okay.
Yeah. But in an interview, they went back and were thinking about all the dating advice that the mom ever gave. And she said, listen, once you have somebody that's hot, doesn't matter what he's treating you like, stick with them, because at the end of the day, you're going to be sick of the relationship and you might as well have something nice to look at.
The mother is called Tish, is it?
Tish.
So Tish is preferring looks over personality or over pretty much anything.
100%.
Is that a good message to be sending to your daughter?
I mean, if you think about it in the long run scheme of things,
fade though, surely. Are we all in agreement that looks fade after a while?
Yeah, after you see them sit in the toilet or something like that. Like, it's gone.
Once you get the ick, you've got the ick forever. It never goes away. Interesting dating advice. I don't know, will we be advising anyone else to maybe take it on board? But, you know.
Go for it if you want.
Did Miley say that she was...
She said that she had to do some own fixing herself because she was in so many bad, dodgy relationships beforehand and she had to learn from her own mistakes. And her mom was like, why aren't you still taking my advice? You don't understand. I don't get what's wrong with this.
Oh my goodness. That advice is absolutely wild. Finally, Emer, Kim Kardashian. This is also wild.
Yeah, everybody's back to school at the moment and Kim K is telling you to leave down those books. She was on Kai Sanat's live stream and this is what she had to say.
You have to.
I don't believe in homework because like
you gotta go home
kids
and
are in school for 8 hours a day. When they come home, like they need to also do sports. Have a life, spend time with their family. I think the homework should be left for like in school.
Kim Kardashian doesn't believe in homework.
Nope, not at all. And it's funny because Kai Sanat, you know who he is?
I don't actually
know. He's a gaming streamer. So he was talking about how he encourages fans to hit the books before they get onto the games. And that was her response to that. So obviously the fans are all going to become Kim K fans now.
100%. Now her justification, I kind of understand in the fact that kids are in school for 8 hours a day.
Oh, 100%.
Have they had more? Parents, what do we feel on this? Are we keeping the homework, keep them occupied in the evening, or are we taking the Kim K approach?
Maybe.
Let us know right now. Entertainment Emer, thank you so much as always.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
Now, I feel like we talk about Gen Zs a lot, right? And I will hold up my hand and say, I am one of them. Just about, right? But when it comes to things that Gen Zs are doing or saying or thinking, a lot of the time I don't fit into the bracket, okay? So that is my defense before I tell you this, because it turns out now, the Gen Z, they're not just ghosting people, as we have heard before, but they are actually ghosting petrol stations now too. Apparently, refuel anxiety, yes, refuel anxiety is a real thing. So this new study has been done by Cazoo. They're an online car retailer. And apparently a whopping 62% of 18 to 24-year-olds are so freaked out by the idea of filling up their cars that they are just straight up avoiding it. Sorry. Are you telling me that they actually rather run out of fuel on the road than going to a petrol station? According to this, yes, that is very much the case. But why? Why are they so panicked about going to the pump? One of the things they've said is parking close enough without looking like a rookie. Picking the right type of fuel as well. Now, that can be a very dangerous game. Surely you'd know that, though, right? Figuring out how to use the actual pump itself as well. And the horror of messing up in public. Now, messing up in public, right? I have a thing when it comes to fueling my car and putting petrol in it. And I want to know if you do this as well, because a few people I've talked to before, they absolutely do. Anyone play the petrol game whereby you are looking at the screen where the number is adding up as you put the fuel into the car? Up and up it goes. And you try to get it at the exact euro mark. So we'll say if you want to put 20 euro into your car, you will not go above or below the 20 euro mark. Has to be on the button. Anyone else like this? 0877 98 98 98. I know myself and producer Colin were talking about this morning. He actually said that he does this petrol game as well in trying to get it exact. But if he goes more than 1 cent above the mark, he has to go to the next five. So if he gets 20 euro and 1 cent into the car, he has to go up then to 25 euro and try again. I get it. So is this a real thing? Have you got any kind of refuel anxiety? Surely you were not waiting until the car runs out of petrol and letting someone else do it for you. Let me know on 0877 98 98 98. And I also want proof that other people, including you, played the petrol game too.
Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
It is Leanne Hanifin with you. And the Gen Zs, they're always at something. This time it is all about refuel anxiety that is apparently now a real thing. So this is a new study that's been done by online car retailer Cazoo and found that a whopping 62% of 18 to 24 year olds are so freaked out by the idea of filling up their cars with fuel that they are just straight up avoiding it. That they would actually rather run out of petrol or diesel on the road than fill it up. That itself, running out of fuel, is giving me more anxiety than putting fuel in my car. Now, the reasons behind it, right, are kind of wild. They said that they're nervous about picking the right type of fuel, whether it's petrol or diesel, figuring out how to use the actual pump, and the horror of messing up in public as well, like going over the 20 euro mark, for example. This is what kind of wild, right? And I'm wanting to find out your opinion on this as well on 087 798 98 98. Keith has been in touch and he has sent a voice note.
What a load of codswallop. There's no such thing as petrol pump anxiety. It's just laziness and entitlement. Daddy will fill up my car for me. Why should I do it myself?
Well, Keith, I hate to break it to you, but this survey also found that apparently over 2/3 ask a parent, a partner or a pal to do the dirty work for them and filling up the car. This is unbelievable, right? I also mentioned about the petrol game, which I play, and I'm wanting to find out from you if you do the same as well. This is whereby you are filling your car with the fuel and you try and hit it on the exact euro mark. So if you want 20 euro in the car, for example, you need to get it on 20 on the button on the nose. Paul has sent in a photograph of one of the petrol pumps with the amount he has put into his truck, 200 euro. Now, I'll give it to Paul because he's got it spot on. It's literally 200 euro on the button. And he sent this voice note in as a little follow up.
That's how many litres I have to put in my truck every week. So it's about nearly 400 euro. So.
Oh, Paul, sending you well wishes on that. But you're apparently very good at the petrol game because you got it straight on. Natasha as well, she says, yes, I try and do my best when it comes to the petrol to get the marker spot on to 20 euro. So, not alone in this. I remember having a conversation with one of my colleagues actually about this, about the petrol game. And he said that instead of rounding it up by the euros, he was trying to get the roundup on the amount of litres he was putting into the car. So there are two ways to play the petrol game.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. On 98FM.